Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike's down doing this and being a bad dad who raising a kid in a retirement. I don't care. You talk about, you say anything about me. Talk about my kid. You're goodbye. Dave, you know that. You know the rules. You know, you're
and
still.
And Dave, it just simply isn't true.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. So it's
he's
you know.
He's an okay dad.
He might be a bad husband, but he's not a bad dad.
That's right.
Yeah. Mike, I don't think that's part of a normal exam.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, me too.
Did that's you have to walk on your tippy toes?
Look at me. Look at me.
I know the last time one of those was sprung on me, the doctor said, now you go over there. I have to go visit the jelly drawer.
Mm. Well, in fairness right, to so, him, he knew what he was dealing with.
Yeah, but he was a dentist.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
So, Rob, I was looking at you when the show started. Did you hear that, too? Did you hear that little blah, blah, blah right at the beginning?
I did not.
Or was it just
me? But I knew that what you were doing.
I thought it was only me. All right. Yeah, I heard a little blah, which means, you know, just double checking. We had a night last night. Welcome to the TMOS cocktail party, everybody. We had a night last night where the Comcast was so bad that I couldn't stream. We couldn't stream our TV show, Queen's Gambit.
What a great show. Have you watched it yet?
I watched the whole thing. It was great.
Couple episodes.
What? Yeah.
Absolutely terrific. Isn't it, Shannon?
It
really, really is a great, great show. And we love, love, love it. It's fantastic. So before we get started here, you know, it's interesting when you work in radio and you're no longer connected to it. Big news in Washington radio and sad news for people that know Oscar's radio partner, Chad Dukes, who was canned at WJFK today. Oscar is respectfully asked that we don't talk about it because he is not armed with any more detail than what we all are armed with. And I'm certainly not involved in this, and I don't know what's going on either. So if you're tuning in to hear that, you're not going to hear that because we're going to respect Oscar's wishes not to talk about that. And besides, I'm not on that radio station. I have no connection to that show other than my friendship with Oscar, but I really don't. So I don't know what's going on, and I really couldn't tell you what the situation is. And a lot of people like to speculate and talk and do all that. What it is just a situation that we really don't know enough to flap our gums about it. And if Oscar doesn't know enough to flap his gums about it, I'm going to honor that and respect that. So if you tuned in for that, does that pretty much cover it?
It's fair. It's fresh for just a few hours, and it's not my place to talk about it. I just don't know.
If I see one email or Facebook post or message that says anything like, so what's TMOS covering up? we're covering up diddly dictly, so don't say that. And, you know, I have to be honest, and Oscar probably feels the same way. We left corporate radio not by our own accord, and one of the real, real benefits of leaving corporate radio is we don't have to deal with that. By the way, this is Oscar requesting me because he really doesn't have the info himself yet. And because he doesn't work for WJFK.
No.
Right.
All right.
No.
And so he doesn't know. And Chad hasn't talked to him about it. So,
I'm not going to come in here and give you a song and dance about something that I don't know every detail about.
And why would you? And especially with the delicate nature of
Do you
the
have
subject
any details?
Matter.
No. I mean, Mike threw me up against the wall and was like, tell me everything. And I was like,
well, I wanted to do that 2 minutes before we went on the air because I didn't want to come in here flying blind because I don't know. And I was, by the way, DCR TV, bye. I know we advertised there. Whoever pulls that, goodbye. I'm done. I don't need to see. First of all, he doesn't
have what happened?
He doesn't have a front page anymore. Is that
they do still have a front page.
Well, I thought his front page is now the mailbag.
Oh, I don't know that for sure. I don't know.
Well,
that.
Nobody knows because nobody watches it. But he said something about my kid. So
he
put a letter up there that was talking about my kid. Mm. So
what?
He can go to hell. And I don't need that guy anymore. And it doesn't matter to have my ad over the Realm Network ad. I'm goodbye, so long, auf Wiedersehen, good night. Thank you very
much.
Bye. By the way, it's the first time I even looked at that website in a year.
Like most people.
Bye. Yeah, but it pissed me off. I was some
it
guy
should.
Talking about
that's not
Mike's
fair.
Mike's down doing this and being a bad dad who raising a kid in a retirement. I don't care. You say anything about me. Talk about my kid. You're goodbye, Dave. You know that. You know the rules. You know you're
and
still.
And Dave, it just simply isn't true.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah.
So it's he's you know
he's an okay dad.
He might be a bad husband, but he's not a bad dad.
That's right. No, I love it. Since we can't do
so
the
funny.
Inside radio chat that I was kind of looking forward to be honest with you, let's do the inside DCR TV chat. All right, shall we? All right, let's do that.
Yeah,
Rob, you start.
I will say
this. Can I start?
Look at Rob.
Now?
Rob's like,
all right. I can start.
La, 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 la.
I'll start.
No, you're not going to start. I'm going to, let's have Rob start.
Okay.
I have always felt that there is an axe to grind between that website and this show for some reason. I don't understand it.
I don't think it's anything that's not right out there for the world to see. And you can say all day long that, they poke fun at everybody. I don't care.
Right.
That is edited by that weird guy with the Marine hat. All right. Yes.
It doesn't just happen to pop up on that website. It has to be selected and put there. Right.
I don't know.
By the way, right now, his friends are like, he's talking about you. Boom. He's talking. And they're all going boing, 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 boing.
Well, I don't know much about this Dave guy. Is that his name? I just know the way that he looks. And he looks like he needs to take a shower.
All right, stop.
That's not need fair. To attack. Yeah.
That's not. That's a. Well, that's.
I'm
a,
just saying,
I was looking,
he does. Okay.
I was looking for a.
Why are we paying him? By the way, we advertise on his little. Website.
Not anymore.
Yes, we advertise on his website. We pay him money. I'm not paying anybody money to talk about my kid.
I haven't seen the post.
In a negative way. It's a letter. It's not a post, but I'm done with that. And every year I tell Oscar, every year I say, pound sand with that. And who's on there? The Realm Network. Leave it to those guys.
Yeah.
Let them have it. All right? I will suffer the 11 listeners that will not be tracking with this show. You know, I mean, it's just to the point where, God, I mean, I can't believe, I thought we'd been gone long enough from the market where they wouldn't be talking about this show obsessively, that guy, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I came down here to escape kind of seeing that every day. And when I was in radio, there's this huge thing about you, Oscar.
Me?
Massive thing. Yeah, about
really?
How you're responsible for all the stuff that happened.
I'm responsible. I'm the puppet master.
No, then Podcast Village should fire you because of what happened.
It's hard to fire somebody when you own a piece of the company.
Right. That's what they said though on that.
I think
thing.
Those are facts.
Yeah.
You're gonna fire me?
No.
What did I do?
No. Do you hear what he? Rob, do you hear what he hears?
Fired.
Do you hear what he hears? He doesn't hear. That someone was writing a post about him saying you should lose this job, you should lose every job. I get attacked all the time.
So maybe it's not.
I don't think you being attacked and Rob being attacked and me being attacked and then my son being brought up is
your
is
son does cross the line.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
so. You know,
we can't fire
make your
Oscar.
Case. Make your case like you make with me every year, though. If
me?
You yeah, if you want to defend him.
I'm not defending him. I would say that as far as traction goes, if you're looking for the metrics, that website brings a lot of listeners to our little table.
I doubt that.
That's what it says, at least on Google.
I doubt that.
Yeah. But if they're talking about your son, all bets are off.
Yes.
Is it true that the listeners that come from that website are the biggest, strongest, best listeners?
I think
today's
politics align with our politics, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Speaking of, just 3 days away. I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Just 3 days away.
You're voting on Monday?
No, well, I mean, Carrie, technically.
I really hate that
it's
guy.
It's Tuesday, so it's fourth day, right?
I know. I mean,
he's had an axe to grind. Wait. He's had,
4 days?
A problem with me from the very beginning. Are we talking about something else?
Yeah, Oscar voting. Can't count.
Yeah, I was thinking about voting on a Monday. Yeah.
Uno.
And Carla,
dos.
Has our air conditioning gone completely out?
Mm-hmm.
How's your ice maker?
Great. Oh, this guy was also talking about my appliances down here on the thread.
I did see a post on one of the Facebook sites I'm on where they were complaining about their ice maker and a Samsung.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I saw that too.
I told you when I went to dive in on that, there were thousands. I was doing it to go to, there you are. And
let's
what is your brand again? What is the brand
again.
Name?
Whirlpool.
You know, with you back,
we're gonna go
with you back in the work, you had a good week, right?
I had a good week.
With facials and stuff
Let
like that.
Let me tell
so
you.
Could it pay for a refrigerator?
A Whirlpool refrigerator? A WPR?
No. I need to work two more weeks for that.
Is that what you want us to get?
I do. Whirlpool.
Because a lot of people recommend it.
What about an LG?
No. Absolutely not.
No. I bought one once and the guy came out and said, well, here's your problem. I said, can you fix it? And he said, nope. I said, why? He says, it's a bitch getting parts from Korea. I said, which Korea? He said, don't know, but I can't get parts for this. You might as well get rid of it.
So
he literally refused to fix it.
Same as like a Ford in cars or something. You can get parts easily.
Yeah, it's made in America. Made in America. But you know what?
America.
After 4 or 5 years, haven't needed a part because it's run flawlessly. It's a French door refrigerator with a slide-out freezer drawer bottom. So, and a special slot for frozen pizzas.
You're saying you all
Jesus,
can't make
stop talking so sexy.
Your ice maker doesn't. It still doesn't work. Your ice maker, Mike, still doesn't.
It doesn't work. No.
Oh,
no.
Brutal. Jesus.
No,
Christ.
I mean it freezes up. It works, but the ice that comes out. I read. This is so dull.
That's
about,
not
that it's that
you know,
it's
you
the
know
butterfly
people, there was
valve.
Like a, there was a 56 comment thread about the fridge that you should purchase when you actually move.
Yeah.
Yep, right.
I remember.
I remember that. Right now, it is making ice, but...
Oh, I didn't know we were moving. When are we moving?
When you move... When you change fridges. I used the wrong
yes.
word.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Do you want to go look at one tomorrow?
Yeah, we don't have anything to do.
See if we can get 0%
If I'm not too hungover.
Make sure you open it up, Mike. And don't let any children get shut in one. That's very dangerous.
And your connectivity's a little off, too. And my Comcast was bad last night. And but you know what? To be honest with you, the everything that's been on the show so far pales in comparison to the story I need to tell you. And unfortunately, the way I...
oh, God.
The
do
way
we,
I...
Do we really have to sit through this?
Ouch.
Wow. Do you ever feel what it must be like if George Burns and Gracie Allen back in the day, one of the great husband and wife comedy teams, if Gracie just totally C-blocked George like that, how bad it would be?
Well, she knows the story, Rob, and...
she lived it, Mike.
Yeah, I've been living it.
For those of you that... by the way, I feel as though... Just one last word about these websites.
Yes.
I feel as though my hands are dirty today because I have so cut myself off from that kind of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... it's just... I want to say one thing.
Please.
All right.
No matter the circumstances of... Chad Dukes in this situation. No matter what happened, I and I'm not defending because I don't have any information, and neither is Oscar for that matter.
Right.
But I'm saying this. It all came back to me tonight. The borderline. Can you turn that goddamn music off, please?
Yeah.
I was enjoying
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you. It all came back. Well, it's, you know, you're trying to make a serious point. It's like,
you know, it was good.
And I'm sitting there, I don't want to call it joy, but the excitement.
Yes.
At the unfortunate circumstances of others. I was reminded of, there are people that get canned all the time for a variety of reasons. But the world we live in today, the joy and the fun and the entertainment and the recreation that people enjoy at the expense of people in the public eye it brought me back to those days.
To make it about you.
Well, it did. It brought me back to those
days.
Well,
no, I can actually I concur with him. It's been 11
years. We wrote a
book
about it.
11 years since we've darkened the door of a terrestrial radio station. But I don't know if it's still the same, but I know if you go back 20 years and go into a popular, successful radio station, one of the most underlying consistent streams of fact is that people love to see other people fail. They loved it. There was such a negative energy. It's like recompounded in that world. People loved to see it.
I think New York's probably the worst. LA's tough too. Chicago's tough. DC's tough as well. And there are just so many people.
I felt sadness. I felt the same sadness.
By the way, no matter what the circumstances are, that doesn't change that fact. And I completely understand that. And I felt it, too. I said to you, I was sorry. Mm-hmm. I was sorry to hear that. And, I'd love to talk about it when everything comes out so that we have more information and find out what the real deal
both sides
is. And it's just it just reminded me how. Anybody, whether it's movies, whether it's TV, whether it's anything, look, we are blessed to do what we do. We are blessed to be in the public eye. I have put this thing together with Rob and Oscar for many, many years, and it's still fun to do it. It really is. It's so much fun. But when you remember how it was, you wish for that. You wish for being on the radio. You wish for being well known and successful on the radio. And then when it happens, you're not only losing your livelihood, at least temporarily, you're losing your livelihood publicly. And you want to talk about something that's tough to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's very, very hard for anybody, whether it's Jack Diamond, whether it's Mike O'Mara, whether it's Don Geronimo, anyone that's dealing with that. It's really tough, whether it's Opie and Anthony, it's just hard. It's hard to deal with that. And sometimes, there are legitimate reasons and sometimes they're not. And sometimes it's just you're doing your job like we thought we were and they go in another direction. That's the world that we live in. But man, it hurts. And if you really, we have a book floating around still on Amazon, I think.
Yeah.
Open Mic, the story of our, really starts with us getting canned and how it felt. And I'd gone through a pretty decent run with that not happening to me. And and then within a 3-year period, it happened to me twice, once at WJFK and then at The Edge, and both for the same reasons, with a format change where you got executives that are up there moving chess pieces. And so when something bad happens, it's unfortunate, and there are people that get excited about it. And that always kind of, it just hurts my feelings when I see that, when people are like, hey, what about?
Yeah.
Because it makes you realize that what you do brings a lot of people happiness, but there are also people that don't. Would this be overstating? And if I'm being overly dramatic, please let me know.
All right.
Does it sound like, it makes me feel like we're not considered people. Does that make any sense?
I think we're
commodities.
I think the blade cuts both ways though, because when it's great and I'm not speaking to the situation where, that happened today, I'm speaking to us. And for someone that knows about format flips and changing times and basically getting fired publicly without even giving you any context of why it happened, that's
right.
It gets easier.
I'm a station killer.
Yeah. Known fact. What I will say.
Not a podcast killer, though.
It's podcast builder.
It's fun. When it's great, it's great. And
podcast
then,
builder.
And then when it turns Oscar quick. Santana.
As the podcast.
And that's when you realize, like, damn.
But even when it's a great success, I do think that the public, and I also think the business itself, does look at the talent as a commodity. I think Mike is dead on.
Correct.
Just like a hot new record or a great sound effect or something. It's just something that they're putting on there. Remember, what they're selling is air. It's air. That's what they're selling when they sell at a radio station. Yeah. And I don't think they put a value on it because it's just air. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's frustrating. So,
We'll keep you posted on that. But sorry, Oscar, I'm sorry about that. And
yeah.
I know it's probably been a pretty tough day for you as well. And, you know, that's just the way it is. So let's move on to lighter topics here as we are a few days away from the election. But before that, we have to check in with what everybody is drinking tonight.
Yes.
And
then
when we take our first break, I will come back and work up the courage again to discuss my medical experience. Let's start with the Speewax, like we are often wont to do. What are you enjoying this evening, Carrie and Rob?
Carrie? I'm going to stick with beer tonight, Blue Moon.
Oh, hey.
I'm doing the same thing, Carrie.
Hey. Which actually, orange?
I believe we have a Blue Moon tomorrow in the sky.
Oh.
So
what?
It's actually...
We have a Halloween full moon, right?
Yeah. Harvest Moon, or known as the Blue Moon. And so Carrie is actually meteorologically sound with her choice. I'm drinking vodka and organic lemonade. With a lot of ice.
Lovely.
Healthy choice.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Healthy. That's right.
Wait, hold on a second. Why the F is that a healthy choice?
Well, because
organic.
He highlighted organic.
With 14% lemon juice, I will not get rickets tonight.
But I'm sure the sugar content is pretty significant.
That's not going to work out.
No, I don't think there's any sugar in the lemonade.
Isn't there potatoes?
It's a little tart. It's a little tart, so I think it's okay.
How about the Santana family?
Peach, why don't you go first?
Enjoying?
Hi, Peach.
Right. Never mind, you're not ready.
What do you get?
I'll start.
What was in your mouth? What was in your mouth, Shannon?
I don't know. Something from my cup.
Only the best for my peach. Mike, stereotypical Corona Light, baby. Corona Light.
Light.
We're good.
The new light beer from Corona.
Corona Light.
Vous de Clicquot Champagne.
Yes.
I'm worried about what was in.
Yeah,
I'm worried about what was in her cup. Did you give that cup a rinse or anything?
Yeah, no, it was supposed to have been washed.
The dusty cup. To,
was it like a lemon peel or something?
I don't want to talk about it. Or is it still in your tooth?
She also has a bunch of Laffy Taffy in front of her, so that's not helping.
Do you know what I saw on the golf course today that made me want to vomit?
Oh, God, what?
So friggin' disgusting. That'll be the theme of today's show, too. I'm coming up and off on the side was a placard. You know, those floss things?
Of course. I use one every day.
Sitting on the grass where someone had, like, taken their teeth. What are you eating, Shannon?
Oh, a Laffy Taffy?
Okay, just check it.
Can we? Would it be okay to pan the camera a little bit to Shannon's right so we can see what stacks of snacks she has? Ready to go?
What's in front of her?
Yeah.
Maddie's got it. She's moving. There we go.
Don't
you think that's just kind of nosy a little bit?
That's I just see the Laffy
Stacks of wax.
I just see taffy.
You want to look at my purse, too?
I might as well. You always steal candy out of my bag.
And out of your purse.
Yeah, what your purse.
What is the collection?
Fine. I got a lot of wrappers. What do you want from me?
I said Laffy Taffy wrappers?
Yeah.
And nerds.
Nerds.
Nudes.
Okay.
Shannon, are you doing okay?
Now, this is what she does.
I want to make sure.
So, Wanda Farmer sends the candy to the Wisconsin Avenue location. So when she gets here, she binges.
Yep.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike, back to your placard.
Thanks, Wanda.
Yeah. But would you say
don't send any more candy. I'm the only one who eats it, and I eat it all. It's not good.
All.
Okay. You gotta help me.
Mike, yeah, you don't want to get
cavities,
the sugars.
You know.
Back to your placard. Would you say, in a broad sweeping judgment, that the older male golfer has the worst interpersonal hygiene habits than any other demographic?
I think so. I think so. And the fact that somebody is digging into his little 80-year-old gums with some nasty piece of floss,
and then most of them have bad skin.
He either
too.
Throws it or it falls out of his cart. Made me want to. Barf.
True or false?
It was so nasty.
One morning in a country club, you left the men's room and yelled at the attendants.
I was a young man, and it was my first time at a golf club, and they had a men's golf association tournament, and they do them like once a month on Saturday morning, and I went in because I had to go poo, and when I walked in, there were four stalls, and not one of them was occupiable. They were all nasty, disgusting, and I walked out, and at the top of my lungs, I said, guys, can you clean up after yourselves? We're not toddlers here. Because obviously they just went, the old guys, and just, it was gross. But that'll be the theme of today's show.
I love
grossness
it.
Will be the theme of today's show, as I'm teasing again.
Well, you're not teasing as much as I think you're psyching yourself up.
I'm ramping up to it, Rob.
You got
to. I'm ramping up to it.
Mike, you got
because
to.
Because it's
Let's this just would skip be, through this quickly,
can we tease as well if you're teasing on our end here?
Yeah, you can tease. Okay. Yes, what do you have?
Carla, if you don't set up the bit, you can't talk about it appropriately. We've got a COVID test.
Oh!
Oh my God, that's worth a lot of money. How much? Send it to me.
Send me your children.
Send me two.
So we can take this and show you and your family, Carla, how they can take this rapidly, or anybody at home. No fuss, no muss.
How long does it take?
How long does it take to get back?
We take a little pouch in it, FedEx, anywhere from 48 to 72 hours.
24 to 48.
Yeah, because somebody decided they come down for an hour.
24 to 48.
Yeah, that's not going to work. I'm going to save my
money. Well, that's exciting. 72 hours from now is Election Day, right, Oscar?
It's actually free. You do it through your health insurance.
Honestly, Oscar?
Yes.
Really?
I could go up the street and get a COVID test and have it done in 6 hours.
Really? You
then,
can get the results
knock
in
it out.
Six?
That's awesome.
6 hours.
So you want a COVID test or the way you're dressed tonight, you want a breast exam?
I need a breast lift is what I need.
Wow.
Good Woo! Lord.
Twins are out playing.
Party
tonight.
Time.
Don't.
All right, when we come back,
she
I will tell you.
She tested positive for okay.
Speaking of medicine. Modern medicine.
You are such a dork.
And you're a dork.
I will come back with the tale of my trip to the urologist. We will do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara
Show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horrorthon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween, Super Shamrock.
I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended.
Power of Christ compels you!
Look into my eyes. Look.
What have you done to his eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
Mother! Oh, God! Mother!
We're about to unfold the story of Frankenstein. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you.
Halloween. And that's the day when millions of children and adults will be dressing up as devils, witches, and goblins to celebrate Satan.
Good, good. We meet again, Count Dracula.
Children of the night, what music they
make. One kid sitting in a pumpkin patch in the middle of the night.
I could have had candy, apples, and gum, but no, I had to listen to you. You
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are from the Podcast Village Studios. This is the TMOS Cocktail Party, heard all over the place from Two Rivers, Wisconsin, to Horsey, Virginia, between Georgia, Collingswood, New Jersey, Depot Bay, Oregon, Lisbon, Portugal. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And delighted to have you along on a Friday evening. Hopefully everybody's doing real well. What? Our show today is brought to you by my book. Shannon, you all right?
I'm telling you, Wanda Farmer, you're ruining my wife.
Yeah.
You're ruining her.
Not good.
All right. Eat your candy.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me see. This show is brought to you by MyBookie.
MyBookie.
Winning
Don't
season is
her,
back
Oscar.
At MyBookie.
No, I just mouthed her. Stop eating.
I know.
At MyBookie. Now, why change? My bookie winning season means the NFL is in full swing, and it's your chance to win big. Big. There's no sweeter feeling than watching your team win the game and put cash in your pocket. Double dynamite. Whether you're a first-time player, a veteran to the game, taking underdogs, siding with the favorites, doesn't matter. There's no better time to get in on the action. Join now using our promo code TMOS, and you can grab a free $20 wager with your first deposit to bet on anything in the sportsbook. That's a free $20 bet. MyBookie is giving you the chance to make your first ever winning bet, and it's on the house. Nothing beats NFL action.
How much have you won so far?
I lost it all. That amount that I won, I lost. I wanted to let you
there
know that right
now.
There
goes your new refrigerator.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
That was not necessarily on a football
There game. Goes our dinner.
Send them
our
some candy, Shannon.
Dinner.
This. Positively, as an exciting place what to is, put book asked, bets on the NFL,
Mike,
not to play
Mike,
their slot
I win. I as far as games goes, I lose. I win. I lose. It makes it all exciting.
All right.
It's absolutely
Leah,
fantastic.
Do you understand, Leah, that I'm doing a show
well,
here?
Who's
I'm
Leah? I should be Karen.
Leah Remini. You know?
I should be Karen.
God almighty.
Get with the times.
Anyway.
I've done really well at my bookie.
Winning
yeah,
season.
You have.
Bands,
yeah, I
right?
never said.
And right now, exclusively at my bookie,
Nailed
get in
it.
On the action.
Oh, you should have said you won.
Don't you understand we're making a living? The advertisers
Listen, that's why I handed you it. I said, how much have you won?
I was
said,
excited
I lost.
Last weekend. That was last weekend.
Well, you don't have to be truthful.
He's not
going
to
you know.
Lie to you.
Hey, hey,
the
I don't lie.
Is he play?
Everybody just
lie.
Listen.
And he had fun.
And the inside of my shoulder is...
What? Oscar, here's another
one.
No,
please.
That's
Oscar
coming
likes
up later.
These. That's coming up later. That's another client.
Carla, you are off the rails. So funny.
Carla, what's tonight?
Well, you said your shoulder hurt.
No, it didn't hurt. It itched. You know, we get the itchy right there.
Do you
want
me to go
shoulders.
Get the cream?
No. You put your cream on. Your
oh,
cream
there's
doesn't
cream?
Work. Well,
yeah.
we put Carla
okay.
gets this. We have an itch at the same. It's above
it's so
the bicep
weird.
Right here.
Okay. No,
and
it's
it
more
itches.
Than that. It started 6 years ago. I don't know what it is. It's from the elbow on mm-hmm. both arms up to here, and I'll get these.
Oh, that's
itches.
Cancer.
Is that psoriasis?
Oh, it's psoriasis.
Trump, don't say that.
That's
it,
psoriasis.
It just itches terribly, mm-hmm. and then
it goes
can't
away.
Not make it itch.
Does it go away eventually?
Yeah, eventually, but I mean, it's debilitating almost.
Oh,
it's
no.
a nerve. It's a nerve.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're
there's
right.
a nerve thing.
I get that
yeah.
in my back.
There's no mark. There's no mark on it. It's just there, yeah. and it's.
And it's just
Mike. It might do better if you undid a button.
Yeah, skin to
yeah,
win.
Yeah, come on, Mike. Mike, can you take your shirt off and let me see what's going on?
Now this used to be brown. Kidding. When I met him, this was brown.
Are you pointing to his nipple?
My hair?
No chest hair. Nice.
No, he has
stop
a lot.
It. All right, stop.
It's white.
Me.
You can't yeah. see it, Carrie.
Yeah,
it's
I have
white.
Gray hair. I'm 61 oh. years old. I have gray hair. What do you want me to color it? Kind of dick would do that. Yeah, but I kill it.
Hey, wait, that would be a good thing. We could have fun.
What, color my
that.
Hair?
Yeah,
no,
I have the coloring
it,
for it.
I was complimenting you.
Yeah, coloring yeah. your chest
Thank
hair.
You.
It was
Mike,
karma
Mike would
that
like
ruined
me
it.
Too.
She ruined it. She's ruining the show tonight.
I always knew you hated me, Carrie.
You might be hell-bent on ruining the show tonight.
Yeah.
You might. I get that
She
vibe.
Seems like
you
it.
Want to ruin it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't she seem like she wants to ruin it?
I want to color your hair now. And I have the stuff to do it.
And by the way, give her third cocktail, Carrie, and then she's going to come in and she's going to start taking shots. And you're going to still
gonna
be
start
mean.
Talking dirty.
Meanwhile, I got Laffy Taffy over here. I was just going to sit there the whole show going like that.
Mike,
I got the three wives were here.
Mike,
the cocktail
do you remember the tardy temper typo what? Challenge?
That's right. The tardy yes. tempo typo mm-hmm. challenge.
Is that a full? Is that a full fledged rant? I didn't rant at you guys. Though.
No, no.
I feel really good about my taffy eating.
And you know,
I'm glad you do.
I thought I set up the shot better. Has no one yet noticed my Halloween decoration?
No, do that.
No.
You need
what
to
is,
make
what
it
is
go
your decoration?
My Friday night.
Carrie,
the skeleton?
Can you get
to,
the skeleton?
No, do the camera up more.
Okay, well, hold on. Here
I'm
it is.
Too lazy to move.
Look.
Oh,
there you go.
Festive.
That's
great.
Festive. Yeah,
that was purchased. That
can
was
you see your camera, Rob?
I'm sorry, Mike. Yes, I can see my camera.
Look at all the
well, how
crap
come you said, hey,
walls.
Look at back at me, and then it was like down at a level,
well,
and Carrie picked up on
see,
the fact that you had to
you
lift, up,
see
lift up
the
camera.
You could see
the
skeleton.
He wanted us to see the penis.
Yeah, or the cervix. Who knows what's mm-hmm. going on down there?
Yeah, Dr. Skeleton at your cervix.
Somebody...
No, I want to see. No, do it up a little bit more so we can see it.
No, because then Maddie will be mad because she hates too much headroom. Just no. go
well,
get
Maddie
the skeleton.
The
I'm not going to get up because then you
see
my butt.
Wait, are you saying that Maddie matters more than your wife?
Me, 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 me. What?
Let me say that. that three times fast.
Maddie, can we do the camera up a little bit to keep the skeleton head in the shot?
In the spirit of Halloween.
And
I
not
say,
my hips.
Why not?
You know what I think?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe Carrie could just get up and we can put the skeleton in her chair.
No.
No. Puppy dog.
Aww, there you go.
Hello, Wednesday. Baby.
Great video day.
Wednesday.
Or evening.
Hey, give him all my kisses.
Let me see if we get some Boston Queens.
Hello.
Oh, he licked the mic. So nice.
And then he licked Mike.
Aww.
They're best friends.
So cute. Baby.
Is there a reason why Carrie's in 3D in the shot where Rob is, where it feels
I'm
like
getting fatter?
Rob's shot tonight is so screwed up.
It's really crazy.
Because there's no,
it looks like Rob,
there's
Rob
no
is,
room for my legs on that
he's
side.
He's boxing
he takes up,
you
so
out.
So I have to, mm-hmm.
He's boxing
yeah, you guys
you
have been like, you guys have Rude. Been side by side before.
Well, one of the problems is that we changed her mic and she's on a desk stand now, so it's harder for her to get closer. We could do this, but then you'd have to lean in a little bit. This goes
gonna,
in.
All night I'm going to be like,
yeah, all night.
Or Carrie,
fantastic.
You can hold it.
Look no, she at can't. This guy. Oh, sleepy time.
You like when I hold it.
I'll take your word for it. It's been
what
a long time.
What a cutie pie, Mike. Look at that guy.
He's a sweetheart. Yeah. Winslow Homer O'Mara right
Aww.
Here.
Boston Terrier. He'll be featured in a promo tonight.
Our little puppy dog that we have here. Somebody.
We have a dog at our house.
You have two. A Linus.
Well, we have two. Yeah, visitor. We have Sydney here. Sydney, we've been keeping on and off since she was 8 weeks old. She is a gorgeous black lab. Sydney, come here.
And she seems really calm.
Look
How
at
cool
that
is that?
Dog.
She's a good so girl. Sweet.
Where does she Sydney. Go
she's
when she's not
girl.
There?
She travels the world fighting crime.
France.
She's no. a good girl.
We've known her for a long time.
Do we have
she's
Santos here?
Is Santos
yeah,
here?
Yeah, he's chilling.
A lazy bag of bones. He's asleep.
Now, here's
we have
what,
had three dogs here this week.
What's a great subtext here is that Mike hates talking about dogs on the show, but all of a sudden it's a hot topic, so he doesn't have to talk about his doctor's visit.
Oh, Rob wants to hear about it.
Yeah, what's I going on right. with you, that your doctor?
You might be right.
All right, go ahead.
Is Winslow
This is a pretty
crowing?
Chill animal for...
Yeah, yeah, you hear that?
Yeah, he's
yeah.
so cute.
How many Benadryl?
If I put the microphone down, we can maybe hear him.
Yeah. Smart.
No, now you're going to make
Oh, there you go. There you go. We can hear it.
Yeah, he purrs.
That's so cute.
Oh, my God. That's great.
All right, buddy.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thank you. All right, sweetheart. All right, see you later.
Yeah,
don't
see,
poop
if,
over
if
there.
If Beluga did that, he'd be like, oh, Beluga can't breathe.
Now, Beluga's in heaven now.
Literally can't breathe.
He really can't anymore.
Yeah.
Beluga's in heaven, ignoring
Rob.
Me from heaven.
That's right.
Right now. So that's good. We've run out of time again.
Oh, no.
Again?
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
Who's running this program?
Up. I will set it up. Now turn the music off.
Okay.
Okay. This would be a subject if it was just Rob and Oscar here. I'd do better. I'm a little uncomfortable because it has to do with the PP
doctor. I can tell them quickly.
No. Way you're
I,
can, tell
I can tell it in three
Does
minutes.
Does Carla go in the room with you and you?
Oh, no.
No. No, as a matter
I'm
fact,
working.
This particular
himself.
Doctor, Carrie, did not allow any patients with visitors.
Mm.
But
oh.
there was some old, there was an old man that had to come in with his mommy, though, you know, his wife who was there. And he's like, huh? They said they want you to come to the front desk. Uh-huh. Huh? They want you to come to the front desk. Huh? They want you to come to the... I'm all right. Mother, I'm having trouble passing water.
I miss the good old days March when you can go into a vasectomy and watch your husband.
Oh, God, you ran your mouth that day. Oh, my God, she was a... You know what her problem was, Oscar?
What's that?
The day that I had my vasectomy
yes.
and she was in there with me, and I said, you know what your problem is, Alice? You know what your problem is?
You're a
blabbermouth.
All right. It involves a urologist,
yes.
a kidney stone, and a very intimate aspect of my sex life.
Mm.
That is what we discussed.
You have one?
And then I'll tell you this story.
Will you will you give me an assurance, Mike, that in
that
the next
dig.
Segment?
That's her first little dig. That's the first blue moon coming
I know,
there.
I know.
I call. I heard
Mike,
you, Gary.
I All want right. this assurance that in the next segment, I want it to be handled delicately.
Mm. Yeah.
It was. They were. We'll be right back.
Too, Mike.
Stop it!
On the Mike O'Meara show. We'll be right back.
Barley and hops.
It better be nice.
I think I'll set out.
Okay. Thanks.
In a world where others found happiness, one man cautioned all those around him.
Don't get happy.
Podcast Village Studios is proud to present Michael Sean Patrick O'Meara in the role he was born to play.
I'm not going to be fucking Santa Claus.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
And Regina from the New York Times calls it pretty, pretty good.
Very good. Very good.
Very good. This film is not yet rated and will not be shown anywhere. The Mike O'Meara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and available on Stitcher and Spotify. In space, no one can hear you scream, but on the internet, everyone can. And hear you, bitch.
Who did that? That's Twitch.
Oh, great.
What's he doing?
He turns
one. He's turning three a week. He's my hero.
Oh, God bless him. That's awesome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Solo Stove. Fall is in the air. Leaves are changing. And there is nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. Those fireside moments keep you grounded and remind you how to be human. Enter Solo Stove. We all got them. We all love them. Solo Stove creates the moments with stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. Think about the commercial, not what you're going to talk about next. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. Plus, no campfire smell on your clothes and nothing left but ultra-fine ash for easy cleanup. Solo Stove. Products are portable and built to last. Easy to light, totally portable, and Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase.
Carrie,
you can't beat that.
True or false, when we were at the Feuerbach for Supper Club last week and they lit up the Solo Stove, we had to get away from it because it was so hot. It was too hot.
Yeah.
It's so fantastic.
We're getting a new deck and patio because of it.
Yeah, we're going to build around it.
What was great, though, is that that happened right before Herr Feuerbach discussed his U-boat stories. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. So,
always a happy ending.
Of us, a commander. Solo Stove is just just took away any reason not to. No need to reason. No need. No one needs a reason.
What?
Hi. Wait. No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove took away the reason not to. All right. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout.
The coupon.
You know, there's really no reason not to buy Solo Stove because Solo
They're
Stove just made a reason
really
for you
nice.
Not to buy it or buy it.
Blabbermouth.
Buy it and get a new patio.
Shush.
Just go to solostove.com and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. So TMOS, that code gives you, TMS just created a reason not to, or maybe you can.
You can, Mike,
what
you
they
can.
They created a reason to.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I'm having a night.
Not
All right, so
to.
Here it is.
Dummy.
Ladies, if you want me to stop, I'll stop too. All right, I'll stop with this. But we had a discussion on the show that as far as what you see on television is that you see a lot of products for men that are not able to perform based on like Viagra, Cialis. They give them a little pill.
Sure.
That is not that is not
what
my
about
problem.
Horny goat weed.
Horny goat weed, probably same thing, okay. Right? To do that.
Well,
type
the
of
problem
thing.
Is it's so hard to find a horny goat.
So so I said on the show a while back, that is not my problem. My problem is at the moment of phenomenon, it's just not the, you know, I don't need to be in a movie
I'll help
Very
you, Mike.
Nice.
I'll help you, Mike.
Yes,
so imagine if Mount St. Helens tried to erupt, but no lava came out.
Okay.
Is there a little lava?
Or Mike.
Some lava.
There's a little lava, but not the way the lava was even a year ago.
Was there a lot of ash?
I think there might be a problem with... God damn it, Rob.
But at least you tried,
No, it's not painful.
Yes.
No, it's not painful.
Yes.
Good.
Thanks. So I'm off to get the... when I get the kidney stone, you have to go to see a urologist. And I said to my wife, I said, when I'm there, because that's where they deal with that, I will speak to the doctor and get that done. So it was off to the doctor on Thursday after we did the show. And
you
I think
what's funny
you,
right now? Is that
what's funny
not
right
you.
Now, Rob?
Not,
I'm really trying.
Not Rob.
What's funny, Shecky?
The that if you look next to you, Carla really has taken a break off. There's just an empty chair.
I know. I can see the empty chair, ass. I can see it's not
he's
here.
He's living it with us.
Yeah,
exactly. So here it is. So I told the boys yesterday, I said, I have a 12:30 doctor's appointment. I'm going to the urologist.
Yes.
And I get there, and meanwhile, with my other malady, which is my blood work, I had a scheduled conference with my other doctor scheduled virtually at 1:30. I forget, that's fine, 12:30, you're in there, what do they see you? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then you're out. Well, that didn't work out. I got there, if you want to know the running time, 1 hour and 40 minutes to get in to see the doctor. You made a costume change?
Hey,
hey, great. Cher.
I didn't realize Bob Mackie was down in Florida.
Would you ladies agree? That's a trade-up, I think.
I think she looked nice both ways.
I like the other outfit.
I like that outfit. Do you like the other outfit? Right,
can you go change back into
all right.
I had to get out of that top. I did. I had to make sure, you know, they looked good.
Okay. So I told them, about the moment. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I told them about...
I did. That's why I was making a costume change. I figured it was the perfect time.
All right. So I go there and an hour and 40 minutes. The neat thing was it was so late that I actually went outside and had the virtual meeting with the one doc while I was waiting for the special stuff.
Oh, and you didn't have to read like an old magazine or anything. That's great.
Next to me, traveling with me like the Maltese Falcon, is my kidney stone in a little medical plastic cup, which is jangling around the whole time.
Did you smell it again?
No. I never smelled it after that one time. That's all I needed. So I take it back. Finally, I get called back there.
Why did you smell your kidney stuff?
He's disgusting.
It's an exercise in flexibility. It was right as he passed it.
Nice. How did it taste?
So they say, the lady says, can you give me a urine sample? And I said, I was waiting long enough. I probably can't. So I do that.
You're
and
such a good patient.
So this is, I'm trying not to have a meltdown.
Yeah.
Because there's so many old people that have meltdowns. I'm like, but I
you didn't want to be that guy.
But I have to pick Michael up. Michael in. I'm not leaving my son. You know, you're talking about a freak out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
did you just submit urine or did you offer them a trade-off?
A stone.
Yeah.
What?
Did you say a kidney stone?
we're working stone on while
the
Spiewaks
are that close to a full mute right now.
Oh,
right now, both of them are that close to a full mute.
Everybody be quiet. Mike,
say the word.
It's difficult to tell this story.
Otherwise,
I'd let everybody interrupt me all the time, but it's difficult. I'm embarrassed.
Aww.
I'm embarrassed at the whole thing. I truly
By the way, Shannon, that was a good question.
What question?
Thank you.
She asked if you gave the kidney stone up.
So I put the kidney stone up and I said, by the way, I've got that. She said, we don't do that here.
Mm.
Can you believe
that? I said, well, that's why they told me to go see a urologist. She said, no, you have to go to the lab and drop it off there. By the way, the following day, because we didn't have the show today, early in the morning, 7 o'clock, I go down to the lab where my doctor is, and they don't do it there. So you go to the other place across the way, they do it. And I finally dropped it off and filled out the paperwork.
You think they would tell you.
Yeah, you'd think so. Yeah,
in Washington, D.C., I take mine to Ronnie Mervis.
He does skip the middleman.
Yeah, and pass the savings along to you.
You don't need to join in.
If you mute Rob, do I have to be muted?
Yeah, don't mess it up.
That's
for your
a
wife.
Great question.
So they're running like 2 hours late. Like it's almost two
Damn
hours
it.
Late. Right. I have a 12:30 appointment. I walk in and I get back to the doctor's office at 2:05. And that's when the lady says, can you give us a urine sample? I said, yeah. So I do. I come out and I sit down in the office that I'm supposed to say, where is she? Gone. Nowhere.
Lunch.
She finally comes back in at 2:50 and I go, lady, I'm beating feet at 2:15. I gotta go. I can't. I've got a child. I'm a half an hour away. I gotta be there by 2:50. To wait for the bus to come. Can you please? Technically, we talked about it, Carl and I. It was really 2:30, but I was just, I was giving myself a little insurance policy. So she does a little scan down there on my lower belly to see if there's anything. It looks good. They check my blood work. Everything
they
looks really
good. Like fluid really, retention, correct?
Fluid retention. They do that, but that's normal. That's a SOP. And then I'm waiting for, the doctor will be in to see you in a minute. And so, the doctor doesn't come in the PA comes in.
And then she probably comes in because she's available and the doctor.
That's exactly what it probably was. Yeah. And I pick up on that right away. And I say, there's my kidney stone. That's why they told me to come here. But I do have another issue. And I'm like, I don't care that it's a woman. It's a medical professional. I'll tell her.
You cared
To be honest with you, I was a little uncomfortable. Yeah. I was a little bit uncomfortable. Yeah. But I said, you know, it's 2020.
You'd rather have a man down there.
I'd rather have somebody that I can talk to man to man. With their busyness, I got to go. I got to pick my kids. Yeah, so I'm going to lay it on the line. I explain the situation. She's unfazed by it, unflappable.
Wait, unfazed by your penis?
Oh. By his balls.
I haven't said a word, Mike.
I bet your balls are nice.
Break. Oh, we have to take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you.
Charming balls.
So I'm able to broach the subject of, because that's the real medical question I have. The kidney stone's got to be analyzed, and then they did their little scan, and my blood work looks fine. So the only thing I had to do was talk about the moment of and that I didn't. So I'll tell you how the day went.
You do, but not you want to.
Guess what? As my son likes to say.
What?
Guess what?
What?
That's not the best part of the story. That comes next.
Oh!
We'll be right back.
Oh, my.
It was a graveyard smash.
Hey, humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@michaelmerrisshow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Hey, Tom Brady, how you liking Tampa? Woof.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I'm not sure if you noticed lately, but these are stressful times. Whether you're an elite athlete or just a regular person trying to get through the day, muscle pain and muscle tension are real things. Even sitting at your desk, battling Zoom meetings takes its toll. That's why I use the Theragun.
Mm.
And I do. God, do I love it. The handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combination of depth, speed, and power. It's fantastic. It really is. Carla's holding it up right now.
Well, she was also mimicking its movements, which is nice.
Percussive therapy.
Yes.
Percussive therapy.
Say that again?
That's because the all-new Gen 4 Theragun has a revolutionary brushless motor that's so quiet you wonder if it's on. Try Theragun for 30 days. There is no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4 with an OLED screen, personalized Theragun app, and the quiet and power you need. It starts at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/TMOS. You won't believe the way this thing feels. Theragun.com/TMOS. Thank you, Vanna. I appreciate
Vanna.
That was wonderful. So, here we are. I feel as though this woman, who is, I would estimate, 5'7" to 5'8", willowy. Turn that music off, or I will jump through the TV screen and pull what's left of the hair in your head out.
Good luck grabbing it.
And she
was she attractive,
just
Mike?
Say it.
She's not unattractive, Oscar. Okay. That's the point.
Oh.
She's young
High
enough.
Praise.
Everybody's younger than me now.
How old was she?
She's wearing a mask. I don't know what she looks like. So she's wearing a mask. Yeah, so I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
But this is the seduction.
She's fit.
Yeah.
She's fit.
Were you okay, imagining you like what she
fit.
Looked like?
And you like fit.
Yeah, you
would. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Such an ass. Yeah.
Were you imagining beautiful, sparkling white teeth where there might have been a few missing? Because you don't know. You don't know.
No, I wasn't imagining that.
As she's gently cupping your balls.
Stop
Will
it!
You stop that,
what
please?
What is the matter with you?
This is not the bonus show.
Erotica,
you have to be careful.
Too far.
So we have a discussion about this, and she says to me that normally an issue of that kind is related to, here we are,
uh-oh,
hold on, is related to, oh, come on, where's my thing? Oh, I got to turn it up.
Where's
is
my thing?
Related to the prostate.
Wow.
Oh, so you're like, okay, do so I have she a says, prostate problem?
But I'm looking at your blood work, and it looks fine. I'm like, okay. And at that point when she said that, in the back of my mind,
it's go time.
This is the voice that's talking to me right now. I'm going, oh, no. Like, you know, Raymond and everybody, yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, and Rain Man. And right now, it's the hot water. I'm hearing in the back of my, oh, no. It's only the prostate. What I think we should do is we're going to order an MRI just to look at things down there. I'd like to do a prostate exam, and I know what that is. And I'm like, you know, and I said, pardon me, like, do a prostate exam.
You're thinking in your head, did I shower?
I did.
Thank God.
I did. I didn't expect this was happening. And I'd like to see if there's anything with your, I don't know even what she said, but she said, I want to, she didn't say anything. She says, okay, can you come over here, please?
I know what she said. Hey, sexy.
She said, drop your shorts.
I remember the last time that I was...
This is great foreplay.
One of these things was sprung on me. The doctor said...
By the way, there's not a male around her. The door's shut. There's no male in there. I got my pants down to my ankles, and she's nice. Beginning to do the little manipulation.
That's interesting that there wasn't anybody else in there, because she could have taken advantage of it.
Yeah. Mike, I don't think that's part of a normal exam.
Yeah, I think,
me too.
Did you have to walk on your tippy toes?
Look at me. Look at me.
I know. That's not true. The last time one of those was sprung on me, the doctor said, now you go over there. I have to go visit the jelly drawer.
Mm. Well, in fairness to him, he knew what he was dealing with.
Yeah, but he was a dentist.
Hold on a second. Oh my God. I'm trying to find something to emphasize one of Rob's best goddamn lines ever. That is pretty funny. So she says she does this. I would just like to recreate the look I am when she's doing the first part, which is handling the bag.
Were you trying to act casual?
No. I am
nonchalant.
I am like this. I'm going.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Baseball, football.
I am in a state of, I am saying to myself, please let it be over. Please let it be over. Please let.
So have you ever met?
I know you've been to this physician's office. Have you ever met this PA before?
I've had plenty of physicals since I was a child, where they do the cough thing, and I've had that.
Yeah, but you've never met this PA before, have you? I mean, this is the first time.
Because
this
is like doctor.
This is really like fourth date material.
And so she, after that gets done.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
So Mike's telling me the story, and he's like, she's cupping my balls. Mm. And I said, well, how long did this last? He said, 5 minutes. I said, Mike, really? He
it's goes, like
okay,
seconds.
Listen.
Just
like, it felt like it, minutes. But 30 seconds.
It was, and then she says, okay, and now this is like every movie. This is like every movie scene you've ever seen. She said, now, you know the little, how you go and you have the chair and then you have the doctor's bed, you know, that little table.
Yeah.
She says, I want you to put your hands up here.
Oh,
and
boy.
I'm like, I know what's coming. And then she says, ah, okay. And there's this weight. Meanwhile, I'm like this. I'm going.
Mike's ready.
Yeah.
And there's this little weight. And she can't find her
penis?
Lube.
Yeah, she needs to go to the jelly drawer. Yeah.
She says, I know that I brought that in here. And I'm like, oh, God. Meanwhile, you know, face down, ass up, I'm
That's
sitting there.
That's the way I
waiting,
like to.
I'm waiting
get
for this. What?
She came in.
Yeah, yes, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I
you should have said,
what are you touching?
Don't worry,
what are you touching?
Don't worry about
You're not
it.
Touching anything.
I'm not.
Please don't.
Mike, would it have been helpful at this moment if you said to the PA, we don't need any of that?
Yeah, you should have been like, I'm ready. We're good to go.
I've been thinking about this for 2 weeks.
Yes. When I heard we're working together, no
That's
need.
That's right. I said,
she,
dim all I the turn lights, around. Sweet darling.
I have my hands on the on the platform with my, and she's looking, and I look down.
Stop
what do you want to? What do you want to?
Don't
wanna
let me do it.
No,
no, I already have it.
I run the board.
I already
shaky,
have it.
Shaky,
I,
run the board.
I might have a good
there.
Thing.
That's over. You're not being able to do that.
Let me do it. It would be fun.
Did you, right, did, could,
okay, no, not yet.
I can't
in
go
timing.
On with the story if
in
you're going to be
timing, I can't.
So she says, at this point, I look straight down, and in my shorts.
Oh no.
Uh oh.
What, like what
big explosion.
No, that didn't happen. Oh, Carla wants to make a joke. That,
oh my.
No, of course not.
Did she pull out anything?
No,
I know. I asked the same question.
I look down and I see the tube is down in my clothing. Like at the bottom of the floor.
So the lube has fallen into your outfit.
And I said, and I point, I have my hands up. I have my hands up and I point at it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure
it's in my underpants.
It's in my underpants and I'm not bending more over to go down and get it. And so she gets it.
Oh my God.
And then
out of your shorts.
And then it's in my, it's like sitting there and I'm like, it's right there. She said, oh yeah, there it is. And she, by the way, she's matter of fact, I am dying.
Oh, you've got
right
to be.
Now because it hasn't even begun
or
yet.
Did she do it on purpose?
No. Let me tell you why I don't think she did it on purpose. This thing was hidden in boxer shorts and golf shorts on the floor behind.
Okay, where were your underwear on the floor? Then, Oscar,
my boxer shorts around my ankles, yeah. Carla. Was around my ankles.
So she had to get down there.
Yeah, she had to get down there with my very clean underwear. And I am a very clean, as you know, I am a very clean.
He's fastidious.
Person.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the most exciting part is when she found the applicator tip in his sock.
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. And then she finds it. And then I know, okay, well, here it comes. And what followed was, now I want you to tell me, she says, if you feel any pain, it'll be uncomfortable, but you shouldn't feel. Well, that's how they find out if you have a problem.
But
if you feel pain.
I've never had one of these. Is it pain or pleasure?
Usually no problem when you have a finger up there.
I don't know. I'd always tip. Did you tip?
Okay, stop it.
I like stuff up there.
And so okay. God, Gary. God.
She's keeping it real.
That's what she's doing. And I'm like, I don't feel any pain. And then it was over. And as soon as it was over, it was a very disconcerting. We get done. She tells me, you need an MRI. We're going to get that done. And then we'll do a follow-up on in a couple of weeks. And that's it. And I walk out. And by that time, Dr. I Don't Give an Ass comes down the hallway. Mike, I'm so sorry. Because he's a friend of my general practitioner. Mm-hmm. And he's a friend. He comes down. I go, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm busy. I say, well, that's great. Just violated by your physician's assistant in the other room in there. No problem at all.
You're lucky I'm into younger women.
What are you playing?
This is Hi-Ho from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs because they're mining down in the mine. They're finding jewels in the mine.
Okay. I enjoyed that. That's fantastic. So that's my story, and I finally made it through it. I feel exhausted.
You did a great job.
Great work.
I feel exhausted. You did, Mike. You did.
Any results?
Oh, no. No results, Oscar.
Yeah, they're having dinner next Thursday.
But then...
Yeah.
Then what I believe was a veiled reference to you're old, so it doesn't really matter. Because it was just like, and in many cases, when we find out there's really nothing we can do anyway. After all that. Well, if that's the case, why did I have to go through all this crap? It was difficult.
Did you say then I'm glad we're done because I have to go sit on the mountainside in a bathtub with my wife?
Okay. What? No. Oh, you're talking about the football?
The Cialis spot. Yeah.
So that's it. We got to take a break. Okay. I'm so glad. Did you want to add anything?
Oh, we have a little visitor.
Oh, that's good. Oh, my God. It's Venom. Wow.
It's
Venom. There he is.
That's scary.
Yeah, didn't need to go to the urologist before you came along, that's for sure. All right. Hi, Venom. How are you, pal? You want to say anything? What do you want to say to people for tomorrow? It's a holiday.
Happy Halloween.
There you go.
Sweet. Thank you.
Michael, what's your favorite candy?
What's your favorite candy, Michael?
Candy corn.
What?
Really?
He's so sweet.
Yeah, he loves candy corn.
He loves candy corn.
Let's get him tested.
Yeah. I'm trying to get to DCR TV about this.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with Michael. You want to hang out and come back, or do you want to go do your thing? You'll hang out. Okay, we'll take a break and come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. We have a COVID test to do, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomaraShow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Bright Cellars. Do you ever get intimidated looking at pretentious wine lists or the endless bottles of wine at the grocery store? I get lost. Too many. If you're like me, you just want a bottle of wine that you like. It should be easy, and thanks to Bright Cellars, it is. Bright Cellars is the wine subscription service that helps you find wines you love without the intimidation. Whether you're a new wine drinker or someone who has been drinking wine for years, Bright Cellars will pair you with unique wines based on your taste profile and your schedule. It's quite cool. They use a 7-question quiz to match you with personalized wines and curate your exclusive experience. It's real easy. You don't have to do anything. They do all the work. And then you get great wine. It's fantastic. You got your card there?
Yeah, every bottle of wine comes with like a baseball card that tells you all about it. Terraform is a red blend that has notes of raspberry, plum, black cherry, and chocolate. And I can tell you, last night, it pairs wonderfully with a Stromboli.
Stromboli!
He's so good for you! This
was
is amazing.
Was it a Firehouse Stromboli?
That's where my Stromboli went.
That's where it went. No, it was from
Rocco's. My lunch for today.
Rocco's of Leesburg.
Rocco's. Each box comes with wine education cards like Rob read that provide the info. For our listeners only, you can get 50% off your first bottle. Your first 6-bottle order.
6 bottles, that's right.
From Bright Cellars. Just go to brightcellars.com/TMOS. That's Bright Cellars, CELLARS.com/TMOS. Take their 7-question quiz to get your wine matches and receive 50% off your first 6 bottles order from Bright Cellars. Cheers. Say cheers, Michael.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hey, buddy.
Happy
our godson,
Halloween.
Oscar.
Salud.
Thank you.
Have I told you today that you are my favorite human being in the world?
Really?
Yeah, your mom too, but I love you. I love you so
much. Thank you.
You're well, I guess I'm back down to number two.
Yeah, I thought I was number two.
Yeah,
you look like number two.
Who does number two work for?
Can you tell me everybody's name that's on that screen?
I'll try.
Okay, go ahead. Go left to right and down on the bottom and tell me everybody's name on the screen, okay? With the microphone up there. Here you go.
Michael, Mom, Oscar.
Shannon.
Shannon, Rob.
Carrie.
That's it. Yay! You got everybody. With a little help.
Nice.
That's Carrie and that's Shannon.
Yes.
Ah.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Are you ready to leave?
No.
What do you want to talk about?
Halloween maybe.
Okay, Halloween. What are your plans for Halloween?
Get free candy.
Nice.
Scare people.
Talking nice. Into the microphone this way, okay?
It's
okay.
Directional.
So. There you go. Yeah, very good. And can you tell everybody when we did the little drive through our neighborhood and we went into the other side where we were saying, remember what you said to me, which was funny, that you said on the other side of the tracks where the...
Bigger
houses are.
Bigger
houses, richer people, more candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it would be like,
that's the math.
Like in the old days when Robert wanted to go over to, he said, can I get a ride to Raspberry Falls? I said, what's over there? He said, bigger houses. I said, I know, they got round tables in the lobby. Now, Michael, I have
bigger
a question
houses,
for you.
Richer people, better candy.
They gave out full-size candy bars spent. Over there, Michael.
I got a question for you, Michael. Do you have a jack-o'-lantern? Have you carved a pumpkin?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, okay. How did that go?
Good. Dad made the eyes circle at first, then he turned them into a triangle.
Yeah, that's right.
He messed them up.
Actually, Carrie, what I was going to do is I started where I twisted the carving knife a little bit to make maybe a round eye, and he wanted the traditional triangle eye for the jack-o'-lantern.
Pro tip, if you want to do a round eye in a pumpkin, use an apple corer. It allows you to take out a small hunk of round pumpkin flesh.
Okay, and then you thanks, can Alton. All right, that's great.
I have a question.
Okay. Hey, listen, yes, I just, you know, I've never screwed up a pumpkin before. I just thought you might want some help.
I didn't screw it up. It was what I wanted to do. What I did was the way he didn't like it, so I ended up making
it. I don't like it.
All right, Daddy, Michael. It's awful.
It's haunted.
You've ruined got, Halloween, Daddy.
You've got your Teal Oscar and Teal Rob here, and you may want to just think about what you want for Christmas so we can get ready for it.
Exactly.
Oh.
For Christmas, I already have one thing down.
What's okay. that? What's that?
It's a hoverboard.
Oh, really? Oh.
Okay.
Like Marty McFly had in Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Nice.
Not world peace.
I was going to get you a Theragun.
What?
All right, get out and watch your tunes.
You need a fire pit.
Love you.
Yeah. Love you. We love you, Michael. Happy
love
Halloween,
you, Michael.
Buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
What? Remember to yell trick or treat very loud, otherwise yes. they will not honor your request.
Right. And say thank you afterwards. That's what we always say. Love you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
He's Venom, by the way. That was today was at his school was superhero day. All right. So where's the COVID test?
Oh, we got it right here, Mike, right here.
Right. What can you tell us about it? Because I've been looking forward to hearing it.
Okay. It's Pixel by LabCorp. And there's a big.
How much did you pay for it?
It was free.
Free.
Insurance
My insurance covers
covered
it.
Now, how much would you pay?
It's very.
Well, then.
I wanted to do this on air because I wanted to show people how easy it is and how painless it can be.
Right.
I read the instructions. It comes with multiple pieces here. We've got the specimen. We've got the swabs.
You're supposed to wash your hands.
I will in a second. Thank you, Peach. I'm trying to run a radio show here with my friends. And then we've got the little vial that goes in, right? So right. if you get one of these boxes at home, and Shannon, we got one from our healthcare provider, correct? Right?
That's right.
Thank you. And hold on a second.
Wait, do you have
Look
no
at
sticks?
This COVID test.
Shannon is being a good assistant.
She's doing nothing for me, Mike. Nothing.
Mike, look at this COVID test filled with fabulous antibodies.
I thought I was going to swab your nose.
I can do that.
Oh, I wish I could do that for you.
What, you want to swab Oscar's
nice.
Nose?
Yeah.
I want to be the swabber.
I want to swab everybody's nose the way Beach, my nose ahead. Was swabbed.
Hey, right. Carla, do you want to swab Oscar's nose? Do you think Oscar's got a sexier nose yet. Than anyone else?
Here you go.
I've never noticed. No, I don't
Thank
think
you.
So.
That's good.
I thought Elvis had a great nose.
You got a button nose, Rob. I like it.
All right.
Thank you.
Take the phone.
I think we've got pretty good noses
do
on the show.
Touch.
I probably have Omerical.
Okay, well, Mike, your nose has been destroyed through
Yours
the years.
Yours has been bulky.
Yeah, mine's been busted so
hold
much.
Hold swab in one hand.
Yeah, hold
big
a
big nose.
And just like we did at the doctor, same deal.
Yeah.
Just go. You can do it yourself.
All right, let's see this.
All right, let's go in 5, 4, 3. Give
you
me that.
Don't
you're taking
push
forever.
Me, you're pushing
just
me.
Like the physician's assistant said. Oscar, just like the PA said.
Just pull it out.
You have to have nerds before your test.
Probably. Probably. You what? Oh.
You've tested
so it looks
positive
like a Q-tip,
for taffy.
Just a little Q-tip,
Q-tip.
Right?
I've oh, got wow. the vial and it's ready to rock.
Make right. sure
don't open the vial until you're done
stick
swabbing.
Stick it up there.
Right. I put a Q-tip up my nose all the time.
Let's
right.
go.
Yeah. Three times.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God. Up
He's got
there.
His eyes
up
closed.
It.
Everyone quiet.
Oh, gentle.
All right.
Oh, really?
All right.
That's, no,
put it up
stick
deeper.
It all the way up.
No, no.
All the way up. Seriously.
To the brain.
So deep. So deep. It puts my butt to sleep. All right. Keep going.
Oh.
Oh, I got it. No, you got to do it on both. It says both. I read the instructions.
Both
you
noses.
Didn't.
Okay,
both noses?
Okay, it's true.
Both nostrils.
Well, turn toward
oh,
me.
Wait,
so
same
side.
Wait, the same side?
Different side.
For both?
Different side. All right.
This
is painful
she used
at all?
Same, yeah, she used the same
Yeah, there's only one side.
Yeah,
there's only one side.
Now drop it in.
I saw this video on Pornhub. This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
I don't know. I'm pretty turned on right
and
now.
And now we
Oscar.
Go like this, and we're done.
Oh, you shake it?
Yeah, we're done. We're absolutely done.
And then 24 to 48 hours?
Yeah.
Or 48 to 72
It's 24 to 48 hours. And then we're good to go.
And you FedEx it.
I sent it back in the FedEx that they gave us, put it in, and then it's gone.
By
now,
the way,
can we go to MyBookie for like odds on it?
.ag.
I think you got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Code Team OS.
You know what? I love MyBookie.
Yeah, it's
I
fantastic.
Do too.
It's the best
I do football bets, but I also
the best
do.
Not go to MyBookie.
It's awesome.
It's that easy.
I love
it. It's that easy. That easy.
All right. So we've got the swab.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you got the swab, right, but go. No test?
We're going to swab.
Does the inside of your nose still smell like medicine now? Or was it just like a regular Q-tip?
It's a regular Q-tip.
Okay, very good.
I just use my finger.
Yeah,
is that
no.
okay?
Now hold up,
what
the swab.
What kind of results right. do I get?
Hold up to the camera, close to the camera.
Oh.
Is that a booger?
Hold on, God. Let me look. Let me.
Gross.
Wait, let me, hold on. Let me see.
Oh my God.
There it is. That was Nutella. That was a sight gag.
Thank God. Thank God.
We just did.
That's a bad.
I was like, we just did a sight gag.
I was like, Mike, you got to see a doctor stat.
Mike, you're so funny.
You're so funny. We got to take a break.
Thanks. Oh my God, that was so good.
That was such a great gag. Thanks, honey. Great sight gag. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more as we're getting drunker on the Mike O'Malley Show.
Mrs. Z wants candy.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, they're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter bar.
Mary Jane's.
Bit of Lemon. I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. This holiday season, the post office is going to be busier than ever.
Busy.
Stamps.com can bring the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. Any letter, any package, any class of mail.
Yes?
Excuse me.
Even first class, Mike?
You okay?
Anywhere you want, just a burp. Anywhere you want to send it. Trying to be a pro. Just use stamps.com and schedule a pickup.
Schedule.
I'm sorry, it was there.
Whoa.
Get the air check right out.
Get that right to them.
Yeah.
Send it right to the client.
You said you didn't want music under the spot. What about burps?
Sorry.
With stamps.com,
why do
you
I
get
smell
five. This could be a deal breaker. This is a long time client. I hope I don't
screw it
up.
Great client. Love
don't
them.
Mess
with,
it up.
With stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first class stamp up to 40%.
If you don't use it, you're a
priority
tummy.
Mail.
Yeah, be smart.
And up to 62% off UPS shipping. Shut up. It's a fraction of the cost of those experienced postage meters. Those expensive
ones and
meters.
The experienced ones as well.
Yeah.
That's right. It's no wonder over 900,000 small businesses already use stamps.com.
No,
like
I know.
Us.
Yeah, if you got don't a fruit spend cake a minute. That came to you through stamps.com, that's what we use, folks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Yep.
Don't spend a minute on your holiday of your house. Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office. Sign up for stamps.com instead. There's no risk with the promo code TMOS. You get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Nope. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. That's it. It's the last commercial
That's
of
it.
The evening.
That's all.
Mike, that is the last commercial. Yes, Oscar.
Do you mind if we can check in with Maddie and what she's thinking about this wonderful holiday edition of our Team West Happy Hour?
Are you waiting?
Yeah, because she probably wishes she was participating in Mischief Night.
Maddie, what's up?
I'm having a great time. The sight gag with the Q-tip really freaked me out, so I'm still kind of adjusting from that one.
Say it was worth it. It was well absolutely
done.
Worth it.
But yeah, I think.
And that's why we're here. I am checking as we speak. I am going to the website right now to see the Florida cases today. Ah, hey, we broke out of 4,000 finally. 5,592 cases.
It's time to play the Powerball.
Like per day?
Yeah. Is this
today,
something you can do on 5,000?
Just 5,592 cases today.
Florida is a big state now.
This is really weird because no one predicted a fall spike.
That was updated October 30th at 3:30 this afternoon. So,
so there's more.
I don't believe it. Those aren't real facts.
By the way, new deaths reported today in our state.
Oh, no.
73 people lost their lives.
Woo!
Yeah.
God damn it. She's so f***ing loud.
Oh, whoa.
Language.
It just was, and there it is.
It's sad.
There it is, folks. Yeah. It is so sad. And somewhere along the line, we stopped realizing those are 73 human beings.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd share that. But really, for us, we were cruising around the 4,000, kind of getting desensitized to that number. And then that is another spike. And we'll see what happens next week.
And by the way, 4,000 cases when it's lower is still too many. I don't know.
Oh,
you know,
if we'd had 4,000 cases back in April, we would be out of our minds
down here.
Yes. And what I observe, and I wanted to ask you before we get out of here, as far as with the Oscar,
getting
the COVID test, what is D.C.? What's that looking like right now? What's Virginia looking like right now as far as cases? Because I look at a map and I see some places are doing better than others. Where is it with you guys?
Oh, wait. I heard that Trump shut down D.C. Is that true?
No.
Or your governor or mayor or something shut D.C. down.
No, we're still...
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on.
That's what Trump was saying.
Windows are being boarded up.
Well, we're getting ready for the election results one way or the other. Most of downtown, it looks like World War Z, as the property owners are putting up and boarding up all the stores and boarding up all the facades of the buildings.
Wasn't that named after you, World War Z?
No. I mean, depending on... And we're lucky, at least in the city, that the mask mandate seems to really be holding up.
Yeah.
And I can't say that for anywhere else. Can't say that for Northern... I don't know Northern Virginia, but I know that here in the city... People are respecting the masks. So
I'm seeing it in Northern Virginia. I can't speak to the entire state. When I was down on the Eastern Shore, to see someone in a mask was an outlier. And I saw a lot of people with the masks under the nose, saw people with the masks around their neck. I think that Northern Virginia and the proximity to the district, I think that's sort of spilling over. But I can't speak for the entire state as a whole. Because when I was down there on the Eastern Shore, I saw a lot of disrespect for it, which was really upsetting.
Yeah.
Well, here we are, and who knows? They're saying right now we are about to go into, or we might be in the middle of, the worst time of it. And
The spike it's happening right now.
Yeah, man. And I just think that when you think about where did it become and I hate to get heavy about it, but I've had a lot of time to think about it. When did it become, when I'm looking at a number here, see that, Carla, we're looking at it right now, 73 human beings.
It's brutal.
Are 73 stories
in one state.
And we have
one state,
and we have well over 225,000 of them. I mean, it's just, it's surreal. And we don't even process it that it's a political football. Debate.
But
it's
I think that
argument.
that's what, those are the talking points we're getting from the administration. I think that the citizens of this country are processing it. They are listening. So, they're going to vote and they're taking care of what
it's
they're
terrible.
They're making their mark where they can.
We have one group that significantly supports this show. And I have to say this for all of you that are back there again on the front lines in different parts of the country. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad that we have you people that are sharing the show with us and out there doing it. Please keep telling your stories. And, you know, with Talking Heads, maybe we can get another provider
on
there
to
talk about that. And, you know, if this does explode even more down in Florida, at least I can say this. At least I had one really, really good prostate exam before it was all over.
Lucky you.
Most people would pay for that type of exam, Mike.
And you know what?
It's did, technically.
With the social distancing, it's almost impossible to get one anymore. I've tried. If you are a frontline provider and you want to be a Talking Head, send me an email, rob@mikeomarashow.com. I'd love to talk to you. Please.
I never get tired of hearing the stories from those people that do that for a living. And, you know, people in the medical field are fantastic. And it's why, you know, after I, you know, get an exam, I look them up on Facebook, which I did.
Oh, did you really? You
creep.
Creepy.
Creep. Stage five creeper.
And he's trying to steal the loop.
Listen. Well, how did she look? Fingers in your butt.
We're Instagram friendly.
Yeah. Older than I thought.
Oh.
Oh.
Which is a good thing.
Too like old me. For you is 25. Let's be honest.
Otherwise, what?
Well, no, I mean,
he's going back soon, Carla.
You can't tell how old they are. You can't tell how old they are if you can't see their face.
Yeah.
On that note, I had to throw that in there. That was like really, that was my idea of full disclosure.
Why did you look her up on Facebook, you creep?
Because he's weird.
Because she was wearing a mask the whole time.
Well, I mean, sure, you know, look where her finger was.
Is that what you're doing?
Oh, come on.
Right, I agree,
Carrie. He's practically dating her.
Yeah.
Right.
As a matter of fact, he double-clicked, but she single-clicked.
We will take a short break, and the TMOS cocktail party continues with another full hour.
God knows
what's going to happen then. We'll take a break. Hi, how are you?
We're going to be so funny.
Okay. We'll be right back, everybody. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend if you're not doing it.
Bye-bye, Oscar.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Happy Halloween!
Very nice!
Have a happy Halloween.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
It's done, Joan. They've packed your things. They're loading your car.
Well, bye.